This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hello, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion, and it is Monday, and it's a little bit warm out there today, a little muggy, kind
of. Oh, it's nothing compared to what it will be. So this is pretty, yeah, I know. Hate to break it to you.
Like the rest of the day, you mean?
The rest of the day will not improve. It'll get warmer and muggier. Tomorrow should be, well, most of the week is going to be very summery feeling. But, you know, we're just a few weeks away from a lot less of that.
Exactly. So we shouldn't be complaining.
Hang in there.
Definitely
you can
not.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it's the end of August. What the heck? When did that happen?
The last day of August. It just has gone by so fast. And usually September is when I do start my Christmas shopping.
Oh, so you got...
I usually have it done and wrapped before Thanksgiving.
How do you do it?
I just do that.
Secrets out.
Secret Santa. Wow.
So, yes.
But you do a lot of it online, too, right?
I do most of it online.
To save yourself the trouble.
I just like to get it done. Right. And, you know, the most that I buy is the grandkids. I mean, that's, you know, Tyler, it's gift cards, because what are you going to get them? You know what
Precisely.
I mean? It's gift cards. And my daughter and son, same thing. You know, it's just, you know...
How much more stuff, you know, do you really need
exactly.
in your life? I want to start getting rid of stuff. Maybe I'll start giving stuff away for Christmas that I've had sitting in the
re-gift.
I'm going to re-gift some 30-year-old possessions. These are
funny.
Antiques. Put them on eBay. You can make a lot of money.
That's funny.
Now, well, you know, I'm the total opposite of you. I applaud you and admire you for doing that. For me, it's generally within a week of Christmas.
That gives me that freaks me out.
Because I just am so not into, you know, buying all this stuff. And not because I'm a cheap bastard or anything. It's just that I just don't like that idea that you just got to buy somebody something because, you know, it's expected of you. I don't like that. I do it. So I guess it manifests itself in me waiting to the last minute. My heart is not really in it for most of the people. But, you know, I give Barb credit. She's very much like you, not quite as early or up front, but she will definitely be online. And every day when I come home, wherever I'm at, and I just step onto that front porch, there's a stack of stuff from UPS, from Amazon.
Amazon's the best.
Oh, it is.
I'm sorry. Amazon is – I don't know what I would do without Amazon.
Yeah. They found a niche, didn't they?
They certainly did. You know, in the the Amazon with the free shipping. What is it called?
Oh, Prime.
Prime. Mm-hmm. I'm a Prime member. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I mean, the price keeps going up for that, but it's still worth it for most
people.
I think it's, what, like $79 or $99 now a year? It has gone up. It used to be $59, I think. It's going up, but I think they're finding that if they lose a few people, no big deal.
Right.
It's a good deal. I use it a little bit.
You literally can order something like right now, and it's going to be on my doorstep tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's the good side. The bad side is you're not shopping local. The convenience of that, I totally get that. For people, you're a very busy person. I'm not as busy, so I'm going to try to buy as much as I can, bricks and mortar. But you know what? I'll end up probably going online too, being a hypocrite. It's like when I go to the store, I prefer not to use the self-checkout. Because that's somebody else's job. That's
true.
Gonna be gone.
Yeah, true.
But I'm finding some stores don't have that, and I'm glad. Like Market Basket doesn't have it.
I don't think it caught on the way that they
no,
wanted it.
No, I agree
to,
with you.
You know,
it did not. I think it scared people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really easy, but it's tougher if you have to weigh produce. You got to go through a bunch of screens, or if you got a coupon that doesn't scan.
Right.
Somebody has to come over and help you. Then you wasted more time.
Yeah,
so sure. You're right. I don't think it ever caught on. I just prefer to go to somebody, you know, unless I'm in a super big hurry and the line is really long, then I'll do the self-checkout thing.
Right.
Well, we're solving the problems of the world one by one. That's two off the list. Carol's going to start her Christmas shopping tomorrow.
Yeah, I am. Well, my next step will be to contact the grandkids and find out what they're looking for.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
And then I just punch it into Amazon and boop, 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 boop.
Now, there are, you know, wedding registries and other registries for, you know, special occasions. Shouldn't there be a grandkids registry?
That would be cool.
Think about it through, I don't know what it would be, because as kids of all ages, I mean, I'm sure Toys R Us would probably be smart to do that.
Right.
And a bunch of other, you know, companies.
They can, like, go on and
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is brilliant. I like that idea.
I have all these great ideas, but no money to show for anything I ever think of.
You know who is into, like, all kinds of ideas is Tyler. Tyler comes up with these unbelievable ideas, and some of them are pretty good. I'm like, well, do something. You know what his big thing is right now?
What?
He wants to do so badly a food truck.
Oh.
A Red Arrow food truck.
Oh, that would be fun.
He is dying. He sent me this morning. He's at work in Manchester today, and he sent me a picture of a food truck that's for sale, and it's in Wilmington. And
oh, really?
Go see it with him.
In Mass? Wilmington, Mass?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of food truck are they selling? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. He's got pictures of it and everything. Oh. It's beautiful.
What are they selling? Just general stuff, or was it like a bakery?
No,
or
food. It's got fryers in there. And,
oh, so it was a restaurant. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty nice looking,
so
too.
So here... And I think we've talked about this briefly on the air, and maybe when Steve Freeman comes in, he can address this a little bit. Each town has a different set of rules, and a lot of them aren't too keen on having food trucks. From people that I've talked to, the few that do, that have food trucks, because every town is different. You know, there might be one regulation in Bedford, but then a different regulation in you pick the next town. There is no uniformity. I just think we're so late to the party on that. So that's what Tyler needs to do before he gets everybody excited.
Do
is he needs
research.
To do the research on what you know, what area do you want to serve? Say, you know, 10 miles within the Red Arrow. Well, of course, you got Red Arrows all over the place now. So pick 10, 20 towns and go to each one and find out what do you have to do. What are the rules? Because it might not be worth it.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, how come we don't have more food trucks around here? We hardly have any.
Yeah,
got a friend of mine's got a cupcake truck, and I think she might actually be out of Bedford.
Yeah, I think she's out of Bedford.
Yeah,
I read about her in the Hippo, I think.
Yeah, yep. But you know, who else? Now the
she ran into problems, right?
I don't know. I've been away.
I
haven't talked to
that.
Her for over a year, so maybe. I don't know. So it's Mommy something or gosh, I can't think of the name of the truck, but I've been to events where she's been, and the lines are around the corner, you know, because it was mostly cupcakes and cookies. Good stuff, you know, easy to make, easy to stock, easy to sell. But is it worth it is the question.
True.
We could use a good food truck culture here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we're not in the sticks anymore, folks.
Yeah, true.
So a Red Arrow food truck would be a hit. Because the logo and the brand is so familiar. So, maybe your boy's onto something.
We'll see.
Well, he's in tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Is he not? He is in tomorrow.
Tell us about this new segment. Bring me up to speed.
It is going to be Tyler and his girlfriend, Allie Nault, who is Miss America's Outstanding Teen.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can pick them, huh?
No kidding, right? And they are going to come in and talk about places that they go eat and things that they do, you know, in and around New Hampshire. So
it's coming. I mean, it's not places we've not heard of, but it's from a younger person's perspective.
Exactly.
Right? Because we're not 19 or 20 as they are or whatever. And so they might look at things differently. And you know what? We can all learn from that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it'll be pretty interesting.
That'll be fun.
I'm anxious, too. And they'll come in every other week on Tuesdays.
Okay.
And we'll see what they have to say. Hear what they have to say.
Will any of it surprise you, do you think?
Not sure. I'm curious. I'm excited about it.
Well,
so.
The thing is he gonna hold back because you know mom is at the controls here.
No.
Oh, that's
no,
good.
He won't.
But it might just be stuff you haven't talked about with him, and he's you know not that kids tell their moms.
Well, you know,
everything.
He's so funny because he's of course he's 21.
Oh, he just turned 21, didn't he?
Yeah, he just turned 21 August 2nd, and he is so funny because he texts me now all the time. You know, hey mom, what are you doing? You want to meet me for a drink? I'm like, excuse me?
Seriously?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, how funny is that?
Want to meet me for a drink? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Now, I'm sure he enjoys hanging out with you, but do you think he's just doing that because he can?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, he does, you know, we get together and we, you know, we'll go out and, you know, together.
And mom buys.
Yeah, usually. But, you know, he's good. I shouldn't say that. He will sometimes pick up the tab.
Really?
He does.
Well, that's good.
He's a good boy. He
you raised him right. I can tell.
Yeah. So,
it's
anyway.
It's going to be a fun segment.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I think so. And coming up today, Rocco Boulay is not in the house. He must be up at his North Conway.
I think they're kind of opening this week, aren't they?
They must be.
The new Integrity Fit.
I'm thinking. And maybe Steve Gamlin is going to be in for him. And maybe Steve has some info on that for us. But that's our part of our Integrity Health Coaching Solutions segment. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be joined with, Randy Clemens, the cookbook author, Sriracha cookbook author. And then one of my favorites, I just love talking to him, Steve Freeman, Wake the Health Up America. I always love what he has to say, and it's always interesting.
He makes me want to eat everything, and he makes me want to eat nothing. Because the stuff we're learning about, you know, how our food is produced, and he doesn't do it to try to scare us. I think he tries to enlighten us and steer us toward buying local, where we know there's probably not the kind of chemicals and steroids in our food that you might get on one of these corporate farms.
Right.
And it's one of those things that we go, dismiss it, but then it's true. You just don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
It makes you uncomfortable to think about it. Where's all this cancer coming from?
Sure.
Where's all these other things coming from? We don't know.
Yeah.
Could very well be linked.
I have like such an awareness now. I mean, I rarely would go to farmers markets, and I've been going every week. I love it. I mean, I just love going to the farmers markets. I'm even recognizing the people. I'm like,
See?
Hey.
Well, that's good. And I hope he's having that effect on other people.
I hope so, too.
As well.
I'm enjoying going to the farmers markets.
Well, along those lines, Friday when you were away, we had a couple people come on and give us lessons in canning.
Ooh.
Kevin from New Boston, who's somewhat of a regular caller. Had called the previous Friday and was talking about ghost peppers and then canning. And I said, whoa, time out. This is the canning time of the year. He and his wife can tons. So I said, why don't you come in and talk to us about it? Because this is like the perfect time to do that. So he and his wife, Cecile, came in, and we were up on the street, and he brought a whole boatload of stuff that they can and told us how it's all done.
Cool.
I knew that's one thing I really knew nothing about.
Me neither.
Is canning. So I did a little research ahead of time so I wouldn't sound too stupid. But they are, everything from mushrooms to what you'd expect, pickles. Their applesauce is the best I've ever had. In fact, that was the one jar that I took home. And I made popovers out of it because it was real chunky and real flavorful, and it wasn't like real wet and sloppy.
Yeah.
So I went and I just got some pre-made puff pastry and cut it up and folded it and put it in the oven. And, oh, my God, it was so good. So they brought all kinds of stuff, I mean, including moose meat. We didn't crack that one open and have any of that. But, yeah, so we learned
canning
a lot about
moose meat?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you can can pretty much anything. But, again, you have to have sanitary conditions. You have to have certain water temperatures.
Right.
There's
pressure
canning and water canning, two different types depending on what it is that you're canning, what temperatures you need to reach. Once you open it, you pretty much got to eat it within a couple of days. There's no preservatives in it. You cannot reuse the little flat part that goes against the opening of the jar. Once that's used, cannot be used again.
Really?
You could have a compromised seal. So it was really interesting, and I think anybody that was piqued by that can probably find all kinds of stuff online, because that's what I did. Just go to the Ball or the Curve.
Are you interested in that?
Not enough to do it.
Yeah, I don't think me neither.
Not, but I think I'd like to make jams and jellies sometime. Mm-hmm. That would interest me.
Yeah.
Although probably not this year.
Now, they do that. They can, so that is that like what they eat in the winter? I mean, it's
Do
they sell it, or do they?
They don't.
Sounds like they're pretty into it.
They don't
into
sell
it.
Oh, they're really into it. Yeah, because they have a lot of growing areas, and you have tons of tomato sauce and you name it. They make it mostly for their own consumption and for gifts. And
okay.
The downside of giving canned goods as gifts is people don't ever give you the jars back. Like you made me some soup last week, and I brought it back because I knew that. That adds up after a while, So, I mean, give the cans back or the jars back to the people that give you those gifts,
right,
if you can.
True.
So I'm thinking, okay, I have this one jar in my fridge at home. When am I ever going to see Kevin and Cecile from New Boston again? So I'll keep it. I'll bring it in here. We'll put it on the Yeah, and if they ever come down, it'll be there. But it was really educational, and it was really fun. And you know, it's something that we could probably do again later in the fall, because canning goes on certainly well into November and beyond.
Now it has to be stored in like a cool place, right?
It should be. Yeah, you're right about that.
Down in the cellar.
It should be dark and cool, between 50 and 70 degrees.
Oh, okay.
The typical shelf life, according to you know the Ball and the Kerr website, the people that make all the materials, is 1 year. However, my applesauce was canned that they gave me in 2012.
Wow.
Now they said you should try to consume it within 48 hours. So I made all these popovers, and I still have a little bit in the jar at home, which probably is okay, but I'm going to throw it out.
Yeah.
There's not much left.
Right. Nice.
So, but it was a fun experience. And one more thing to share before we go to break. I don't – oh, there's Steve. Steve just kind of snuck in.
He's been here.
I discovered a new show, and because we've talked about fair food before, I thought I would share with you and with everybody, there's a new show called, well, it's about 2 years old, I just finally discovered it, called Deep Fried Masters.
Oh boy.
And it's a competition show at various fairs of people making this crazy, wild, bizarre deep fried food. You know, of course, we know that Snicker bars and Oreos and Twinkies, that's pretty much old hat. So there's lots of other.
Is it on Food Network?
It is on Destination America, which everybody should have, pretty much most cable systems. But I found it, and it's pretty cool. They have these judges, you know, just like the Barbecue Pit Show or Chopped or any other show that's judging food. And the people make these things right on premise, and then it goes to the judges, and then they give you a critique, and somebody wins a bunch of money.
What was the name of it again?
The show is called Deep Fried Masters.
Oh my!
Yeah,
I would be interested in watching that.
On Destination America, which is actually a pretty good network for stuff like that and other things that I think our audience would enjoy.
Cool.
So there, that's all I got.
All right. Let's get Steve Gamblin on.
Let's do it. Let's make him work for a while.
There you go. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Healthy Monday, and I think, are you going to give a shout-out to some sponsors?
Probably ought to do that.
Steve on, you can welcome on Steve.
A good idea, Carol. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. And also inside the Fallon's Furniture Green Room is the New England Coffee machine, the Keurig machine, presented by New England Coffee, New England's original Food for Thought coffee provider, newenglandcoffee.com. There we go.
There we go. And like I said, it's Healthy Monday, and Steve Gamblin is in for Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. Welcome, Steve.
Welcome. Great to be here.
That's okay. I heard the voice in my head just fine.
So did the other voices.
As someone who was behind the controls for many, many years, no worries.
But you never let that happen. No, only kidding.
Well,
a few times.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you.
So what's the latest with Rocco? I know he is he's up putting his new business together, and I'm not sure how much he's shared with you. But.
Working very hard to get everything rolling up there. Of course, after so many years of running the current location, people think, oh, it's the snap of a finger to just open up a new one in a different part of the state where maybe things are a bit different, and maybe they don't, you know, maybe people up there, the mindset doesn't move quite as quickly or is as open-minded to health, wherever you might be. So, yeah, they're dealing with a lot of the details. So I get the call over the weekend. Can you go in and say some nice things about us? Yes, I can. Can you blend health, fitness, and goal setting? Yes, I can. Yep.
So do you know if they opened or are they're still tweaking?
I'm not sure. As far as I know, it's on the cusp.
Almost. Yeah. Good. Yep. Well, good. That's exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah.
So what do you have on the docket for today?
Today I wanted to talk about the importance of goals because, of course, you talk about healthy eating, you talk about exercise, and, of course, the definition of integrity, which I absolutely love, is, according to an online dictionary, the state of being whole and undivided. Now, that means your body, your heart, and your mind all on the same path, all on the same piece of gym equipment, not the, oh, this person says I have to go lose. Oh, it's resolution time. I have to. You know, so many people set those resolutions, and they, what do they say? I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I want more money. Blech. Number one thing, and there are three steps to this that I was thinking of on the way here, know exactly what your health goals are. So that when you go and sign up at a gym or you become part of the program with Lori or with Rocco, you know exactly what your desired outcome is, because they are flooded with people who just say, I want to feel better. Well, how do you want to feel better? Do you want to be lighter? Do you want to have more energy? Do you want to be able to actually breathe after you climb a flight of stairs? What do you want? So know exactly. If it's a number on your scale, know the number. Write it on your fridge. If it's a certain size piece of clothing that you want to fit into, know exactly what the X is on your treasure map. And the second part is find the people who can help you. Stop listening to these little gurus that are in spandex, the after picture of the, you know, I'm the before picture. I'm big on health. I just discovered recently I went to the gym and went, oh, gosh, I'm the before picture now. I got to get back here. But find the people who can help you. When I had to lose weight under threat of a serious, you know, health medication a number of years ago, I went to the gym and they said, okay, what do you need to do? I said, here's what my doctor told me. And they said, okay, what numbers do you want to see? How much time do you have? And then they devised a plan that helped me to make it work. I don't want to be one of those people whose idea of a circuit at the gym is leaning against this machine talking to your friend, and then leaning against that machine over there, and the only exercise they get is walking machine to talk. I've seen people like that. They could wear the same shirt 8 weeks in a row and not stink it up. So know what your goals are. Find the people like Rocco. I mean, could anybody look at Rocco and think he has not dedicated his life to health and building up his body? The guy's monstrous. You can hopscotch over his shadow on a sunny day. And the third part is you have to take daily action on purpose to get to the goals where you want to go. I don't think there's anybody out there that woke up 30 pounds heavier than they went to bed overnight. Nobody got overweight or out of shape overnight. And too many people, and there's too many promises out there of these lose weight quickly. And the ones I love are the medications that say, you don't even have to change your eating habits. And you don't even have to work out. We're just going to melt fat away. Well, fat might melt, but you know what gen it comes out of, right? Those are bad, bad things to do to yourself. Find the people you can trust, know your desired outcome, and make a part of every day dedicated to undoing the damage you've done. I mean, if the only activity you have every day is arm curls with cupcakes, you're headed for trouble.
Oh, damn.
So, I mean, even
with
if you have
Mike,
to put a little
chips.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I just had some upstairs with a sandwich, so, yep. But, you know, go to the gym. Put some frosting on a dumbbell and lift that 10 times and, you know, do something. But you have to stay moving, because we're such a sedentary society these days. Technology has allowed us to stay on our butts all day long and connect with the entire world and never have to move.
It's true.
You know, we text each other from the living room to the kitchen.
True.
People, get up. Get moving.
You ever text in bed?
No.
Okay.
Really?
But you know that some people do.
Probably more just
what,
to kind
to
of
each
be cute.
Other?
Yes, yes.
No, I have not. No, I don't normally bring my phone to bed.
All right, I've done that on the couch with Barb a couple times just to kind of surprise her, you know, just to kind of a little sweet message, but not like, you know, what do you want to do for dinner type of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
Tina, like, how was your day?
Yeah, exactly.
Tina has done that to me, I've got to say. If I'm on the couch and she's in the kitchen, she will text me, and I just start laughing, just roaring in the living room, because I think it's the cutest thing
see,
in the world.
What people maybe don't know is Steve and I worked together in an earlier lifetime at another radio station. He was my producer. And so we actually invented texting. We didn't even have to say anything. We just knew, you know, it was kind of a telepathy kind of thing.
Yeah, we definitely had that going, and it worked both ways, because I was on the other side of a glass wall, and he was in a soundproof booth, and he could get on the intercom and say, hey, how about the... And I would hold it up, already have it ready. And it worked both ways. I'd say, hey, Mike, how about if we, and he would already have it right there. So, yeah, we invented kind of the dry erase mind board.
That's very funny. What I love about you, though, is that I think you represent the average person when it comes to being somewhat conflicted about, am I going to go in today? Do I like how I look today? Because you're somewhat self-deprecating, but you're also very honest in that, that maybe you don't go in as often as you should. Because I watch your Facebook post, and I've seen a little bit more activity lately, unless I missed some earlier, that after maybe you've been doing these last couple segments, it kind of got you thinking more about getting a little healthier and going to the gym. So is that my imagination?
No, you're not imagining. It's funny because you see some people, they post every meal they eat, or my cat just rolled over on my peanut butter toast. LOL, OMG. And so I started taking pictures of the sign at the gym. I mean, I've got Planet Fitness in Goffstown. I probably shouldn't say that integrity coaching. But I've got the gym right near my home. So I started taking pictures of the sign and would say, I don't have to work out every day, just today. And after a couple of times, I thought, well, people don't really care anymore. But then so many people were sending me a message saying, I saw that you went to the gym, so I went to the gym.
That's
awesome.
So I've
gotten back into doing that. And like Mike said, and that is the ultimate compliment, that I am the regular everyday person who's lived through all these things, ups and downs throughout my life, took notes, and that's what qualifies me to be an expert on regular people surviving life, for better or for worse. And I love being that person, because I don't want to be a guru. I don't want to be held up in any special level like some people in my industry as professional speakers. They love playing God. I'm just a regular everyday guy who survived a few things, took notes, and now gets to share these stories. And yeah, I've got my gym bag in my car to go on the way home, but I'm wearing vertical stripes today, and I look fabulous. So I don't know.
So is Carol. I'm wearing a dark color, so we all look great today. Nobody looks fat.
Many of my corporate or big event association audiences are female, and one day I was wearing vertical stripes, and a woman yelled it out, "Hey, I love that shirt. Vertical stripes are slimming." And I gave her a book. I think I walked off stage and gave her a book and gave her a huge hug, and I loved that. Because I've got a picture of me that I use quite often with a friend of mine who passed away 25 years ago, wearing a horizontally striped shirt. And when I talk about my friend Danny, who passed many years ago, who actually inspired me to follow my dream of being on the radio, I say there are several things I miss in this picture. I mean, I miss being that thin. I miss how simple life was. And I miss the ability to wear horizontally striped clothing, because I cannot pull it off anymore. You may as well still add space on it. If you're going to do that.
Why is that, I wonder? You know, horizontal stripes?
No, no, no.
They are. They're just not becoming.
It expands the horizon, and it makes your eye go further than it really should. Up and down kind of accents the height, which minimizes the width. So I think that's probably why it is. I don't know. Tough to say.
I've heard that, but yeah, there are some people, and you even see on some of these cooking shows, I mean, some of the chefs out there that are talking healthy eating, they're not the healthiest people in the world.
Oh, no.
That's why they wear the striped apron. They do anything they can. Of course, camera adds 30 pounds. Mm. I've been on TV. I asked them, how many cameras are you going to use? Times 30. Great. Okay, we're all set.
90 pounds.
90 pounds. Yeah. No, one camera. One camera shoot only. But it's a day-to-day. It's a struggle for me every day just to decide to go and be healthy. And it's one workout at a time. It's one meal at a time.
Yeah.
Seriously, some days.
You.
Yeah, that's why you're so perfect for the segment, because today, filling in for Rocco, who we all look up to as the guy that has all the answers, you don't have all the answers, neither do Carol and I. No. And I think more people can relate in many ways to you, because they know that it's tough for you, too.
Yeah. And so many people will look at Rocco and say, well, that's easy. He's in shape. They don't see. Rocco's not lucky that he is this healthy and this strong.
Mm-hmm. He works at it.
He works at it. Exactly. He's been working at it his entire life to get there. And people don't see these people who are super healthy or super strong in the gym at 4 a.m, 5 a.m, working all day, back in the gym at night, eating healthy, denying themselves that extra slice of anything. They don't see that. You probably hear from people, oh, you're lucky you have a radio show. It's not luck. It is work. Work is a four-letter word that a lot of people are allergic to. It makes them ill. But it's all about the work.
It's funny, you're talking about clothing and how it can make you look thinner. Seems that there's a trend in women's dresses, lightly one-piece dresses, where it's got kind of a dark middle, and it kind of curves in a little bit in the midsection, and it's lighter on the sides. So it really draws the eye to the waist, and it looks like you're much, much thinner. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but if you saw one, you'd say, oh, that's what he's talking about. I'm not perhaps describing it. The color, the solid color begins at, say, at the shoulders, and then slowly goes down toward the waist, coming in a little bit, and then widens out again at the waist. But the color next to it is a lighter color, so it almost looks like there's nothing else there except like maybe skin or something else. It's extremely flattering.
Huh.
And I don't know what those
I
are called.
I need to get one.
Mm. Oh. Well, I mean, all the women on Good Morning America wear them. And
really?
I see it a lot, yeah. But see, guys notice that stuff. You know, because I'm looking. I'm paying attention.
Sure.
You know, I may be old, but I ain't dead.
Just being a student of life.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
People ask where I come up with the ideas all the time. You just watch the world. I mean, seriously, I see people that deserve to be rock stars out there every single day because I see them at the gym. There's an 80-year-old gentleman there, former Marine. He's taller than I am, tall, thin gentleman. He's probably 84 years old right now, and I went to the gym the other day. He had already been on one of the stationary bikes for about 25 minutes when I got there. I did 18 minutes on the elliptical as my warm-up. He was still on the bike, had his head down, and he just stayed focused. And anytime somebody walked by, he's got a great big wave and a smile. Just the greatest attitude.
Nice.
He takes one day at a time and chooses to be healthy.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
Okay, with that, we're going to go on break. You're listening to The Pulse. It's Healthy Monday.
I don't have a pulse anymore.
Steve Gamblin in for Rocco Boulay Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Healthy Monday. And we have Steve Gamblin in for Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. Rocco is busy opening up his brand new North Conway location. And we're talking about goals with Steve Gamblin and how important it is to have goals for yourself.
It's so important because you have to know why you're doing what you're doing. That is, of all the letters of the alphabet, the letter Y is the most important because so many people, they say what they want. And when you ask them why they want it, it's either, I don't know, or somebody told me, or it sounds like a good goal, I guess. And then when you ask them what they're going to do for a first step, they don't know. So many people have this, instead of an X on a treasure map, it's kind of a question mark. And they're just wandering through every single day. They don't know why. They just know that because somebody told them or somebody famous said, oh, this is what you should be doing, that they start doing that. That's how people catch in on trends very quickly that fizzle out. Like there's that great new exercise program, but they're not willing to put in the work, or they're not the right personality type that will actually go out and do it. And that's where people, they get blinded to their potential sometimes because they see what they want, but they don't think they're the right person to get there, or they don't have the traits to get there. They don't want to be seen at the gym in spandex or in sweats because maybe they're not in the body they like yet. And I was at the gym one time on the elliptical, and all of a sudden, I smelled French fries.
No.
That's what I said. I'm thinking, no, it must just be a past, you know, memory coming back on me or something. Maybe I dropped a French fry in this sneaker.
I hadn't showered since you went to Burger King.
Well, maybe
last.
Not. Okay. Sure enough, I look up, and here comes a woman eating from a super-sized carton of French fries, shoves the last handful in her mouth, crumbles it up, arcs it perfectly into the garbage can, and sits on a recumbent bicycle. And I thought, at best, this workout's going to be a push.
OMG.
At best. And seriously, I mean, my favorite thing to do when I leave the gym, because it's a fast food place right near it, under the dash in my car, I flip it off. I do. And I laugh while I'm doing it. I'm not angry. I just say, you can't have me today because I love French fries. And they're so bad for you.
But get in touch
with
me
tomorrow. The amount of them that I used to eat, yeah. Not good for you. But I still enjoy them now and then. But every day when I leave the gym, because you want to make sure you anchor things with a good feeling, a good smile, a good experience, a good emotion. So as I'm driving out, I just... underneath the window, not in any view. I flip it off and I smile and I say, you can't have me today.
I hope one of those dash cams doesn't catch you sometime.
Nope.
I know what you mean because I usually just jump on the treadmill for, you know, quite a while in the morning. And then I'll look at the calories. I'll say, all right, what am I going to have for breakfast? Am I going to give this all back now? And typically you will because it's, you know, what I try to eat is good stuff. It's not like pancakes or French toast.
Yeah.
It'll be cereal and toast. But it doesn't take much to work over what you just got done doing.
Mm.
But as long as it's healthy in, then it's going to be healthy out.
Hopefully. Well, I think back on my 10 years in radio, I survived on fast food for 10 years. I mean, we used to not eat very healthy stuff because people would bring stuff to the station. It was never healthy.
Welcome to this show, too. But we're talking, Carol, 6, 7 in the morning. place like name a place the big place down in Boston, Hard Rock Cafe.
Right.
I don't know if you were there the morning they brought in this just fabulous array of everything from chicken wings to ribs to.
I was there.
Yeah, this is like 7-8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, and that was not unusual. Steve, right. Steve is right.
We had already been up for 3 or 4 hours. So
yeah.
To us, that
so
was almost
lunch
time.
Yeah, right. Lunch for us was typically 10 o'clock.
So imagine 10 years of that. Mm-hmm. I was practically sweating French fry grease for 10 years. By the time I left radio, basically I was 35 years old when I left, and my doctor told me that I would have been dead by 40. Of a
seriously?
Massive stroke. Given my family's
really?
Heart history,
oh, okay.
Had I kept going with sleep deprivation and bad mm-hmm. food and not really exercising, he says you would have been dead. He goes, you wouldn't have gotten the warning. You would have died. My cholesterol was 283. And cholesterol is a lot like golf.
And
low score wins.
That was your wake-up call.
That was a serious wake-up call, right. Because he was ready to prescribe something that it hasn't been around long enough to know the long-term effects. We know some of the short-term effects, and they're not good. So that's when I started to get healthier, and it's been an up and down journey of about 20, 25 pounds either way. But I feel better than ever, happier than ever, which is a big thing. And one of the things, too, that I recommend to people, be appreciative of even the smallest milestones. If it's the first day that you stayed on the elliptical for 15 minutes in a row without having to stop, celebrate it. I high-five the machine every time I'm done.
50, I hate the elliptical.
See, I love the elliptical really? Because it's got a good rhythm, and I have certain songs that have a good beat. Ramones, a little too fast.
Wake me up before you go-go.
No.
Wham.
Probably, but that's not something I would want somebody next
to me. Jitterbug, jitterbug. There's Steve over there on the elliptical.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to be careful because sometimes the people next to you can hear what's in your headphones, so I only play the cool stuff.
Right.
You know, I don't want to, go into the pop world. I stick with the rock and the stuff that keeps me going. But it's a good rhythm where even in my head sometimes I'll say, looking great, feeling great, losing weight, looking great, feeling weight. And it just goes on that rhythm. It's almost like a train chugging down the track.
I just can't get in the zone.
And I remember one day years ago, went there on a Sunday afternoon, and it had just turned to halfway through the fourth quarter of a football game. And I said, okay, today I'm staying till the end of the game. Went into overtime. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I was on it for an hour and a quarter.
Wow.
I must have walked about 9 miles on
the
elliptical.
You need to talk to Rocco because that's not good.
I was sweating like Elvis in the Vegas years, and it felt amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh. Well, Steve Gamlin has almost left the building. Oh, there he is. He's on Elm Street. He's flipping off Wendy's.
Oh, no. Way to go, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Thank you, Steve, very much.
Good job, buddy.
My
great
pleasure.
Fill-in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Always enjoy having you. We're at the top of the hour, and when we come back, we'll be joined with Randy Clemens, a Sriracha cookbook author. We'll be right back.